This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The death toll from the coronavirus in China continues to rise as many countries are evacuating their citizens from the city of Wuhan. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reports.
Several countries, including the U.S., have begun flying their citizens out of the epicenter of the epidemic, which China has put on virtual lockdown. Chinese officials say the death toll has climbed to 170, and on top of the nearly 8,000 confirmed cases, there's an additional 12,000 suspected cases. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization said on Wednesday they're worried about the progress of the virus and said the relatively small number of cases outside China hold the potential of a much larger outbreak.
That's Reuters' Michelle Hennessy. At this hour, senators are resuming their questioning in U.S. President Donald Trump's impeachment trial. AP Sagar Magani reports Mr. Trump's lawyers are saying he cannot be impeached, even if he tied U.S. military aid to political favors.
Trump lawyer Alan Dershowitz argues every politician conflates his own interest with the public interest.
And if a president does something which he believes will help him get elected in the public interest, that cannot be the kind of quid pro quo that results in impeachment.
Lead House prosecutor Adam Schiff appeared stunned.
All quid pros are not the same. Some are legitimate and some are corrupt, and you don't need to be a mind reader to figure out which is which.
Adding, you can ask John Bolton. Democrats continue pushing for the former Trump National Security Advisor and other witnesses to testify, but Republicans seem intent on ending the trial with a vote to acquit the president. Sagar Magani at the White House.
For much more on the impeachment trial, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. A day after the European Union gave its final approval for Britain to leave the bloc, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was in London to discuss a post-Brexit free trade deal and the future of Chinese tech company Huawei. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
Top of the agenda during his meeting with UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson was to re-register American concerns about Huawei and the possibility that its entry into the market could affect US-Britain intelligence cooperation. Britain decided to let Huawei have a limited role supplying new high-speed network equipment to wireless carriers, ignoring Washington's warnings that it would sever intelligence sharing if the company wasn't banned. Whilst US officials said they believed the British decision wouldn't greatly affect negotiations on a trade deal, they warned it could hurt other aspects of the relationship. Karen Chamas, London.
The UN's refugee agency in Libya is suspending its operations at a crowded migrant facility. The agency cites safety concerns as deadly fighting near the capital intensifies. The UNHCR chief of mission says police and military training exercises taking place just a few meters from the migrants' living quarters are the reason for closing down the facility. U.S. Special Envoy for Syria James Jeffries says an assault on rebel-held northwest Syria by government forces in recent days has caused 700,000 people to flee toward the Turkish border, raising the specter of an international crisis. Backed by Russian air power, Syrian forces have rapidly advanced on Idlib since last week, upending an area where they have taken refuge since the start of the Syrian war. The U.S. government says the country's economy grew slowly in 2019 because of a weaker global economy and trade war uncertainties. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
The Commerce Department reports the gross domestic product grew at a 2.1% rate in the fourth quarter, matching third quarter growth. Solid if slower consumer spending and an improvement in the trade deficit helped offset a further drop in business investment in new plants and equipment and a slowdown in restocking shelves. For the year, GDP increased 2.3%, the weakest performance in 3 years and a slowdown from 2018. Economists are forecasting a slower growth this year, around 1.8%, and that could be threatened by various factors, from a spreading coronavirus in China to flare-ups in various trade tensions. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Japanese prosecutors issued arrest warrants Thursday for a former U.S. Special Forces operative and two other people accused of helping former Nissan chief Carlos Ghosn. The warrants are the first official confirmation of the reported details about how Ghosn slipped past security last month. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.